everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
It's been a little while.
Just a little bit.
That is definitely, not even maybe, that is definitely the longest gap in between hellos and countdowns that we've ever had. Not ever, I guess. No, longest gap, you know? Longest gap ever.
I think so.
Since the inception of this podcast in November of 2017, Grayson.
Our bad.
But here we are, 3 days into 2026. And wow, what a year it is to be alive.
Truly. I mean, we just captured the president of Venezuela.
I was just about to say, I heard some stuff was going on over there. I learned that this morning. I was tattooing a guy. He and his wife were at my apartment, and they asked me if I had heard about it. I hadn't. So that's big, I guess. I mean, not that I'm the most up to date on the affairs of the world, but I didn't even, that wasn't even sort of on my radar. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I should be as like blindsided, but I guess I am. Should I have seen this coming?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. This was... Did you know why we captured people?
Because he was a ruthless dictator, and also because oil.
There are so many ruthless dictators. Is this the beginning of our mission to capture them all?
The Trump administration has been in strong favor of the idea of securing the Western Hemisphere as this domain, kind of Monroe Doctrine style.
Okay.
And part of that is removing Venezuela, because Venezuela has been a strong ally to China and Russia in particular, supplying China with large amounts of oil.
Removing Venezuela sounds so intimidating.
Well, at least the current regime in Venezuela.
Oh, okay. That's less intimidating.
And part of that regime's activity was also taking a bunch of American investment in oil that was already there.
Yeah.
So we just wanted it back. Plus, the Venezuelan government has been like actively helping cartels smuggle drugs into the country.
That's not so good.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So if I were more up to speed on my political affairs, world affairs, I should have known.
Maybe not that it would go so well. That's
okay,
kind of
maybe
a shock.
That's the shocking part, is that it was successful.
As successful as it was. Like, sure, the U.S. military can pull something like that off, but to pull something like that off overnight with seemingly no repercussions.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
See, I forgot to listen to NPR's Up First this morning while I showered. That's what I should have done. That used to be my old routine in college for about 3 years. Up First by NPR. And they'd play the little sound, the doo-doo-doo. And then there'd be two people. It would change on the weekends, those people, though. Okay?
Oh.
Yep. For all my current events quizzes. I'm so happy I haven't touched a current events quiz in about 5 years, you know? That is something I'm really, really happy about. That's what this whole conversation is reminding me of. I'm really glad I don't have to know these things anymore.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the type of person that wants to live in the bliss of ignorance.
I mean, I'm just the person who wants to live within my capacity, you know? Like, if I were in Venezuela, let me be aware, you know? If I were, like, in part of the decision if I were a little bit more involved, fill me in, you know? Keep me up to speed. But if it's something happening across the globe, it's like, guys, I have anxiety about going to Six Flags tomorrow. I'm not prepared to take on the weight of capturing the Venezuelan leader. You know what I mean? So.
Not the man for the job is what I'm hearing.
Different. Some people are. You know, like the Ted Cruzes of the world? They're who we should give all the responsibility to.
Please no.
What do you mean?
What an awful man.
I've learned a lot about Ted Cruz since our last podcast we recorded, Grayson.
Willingly?
I mean, kind of. It's like fun stuff I learned about him. That he's like this fucking nerd who didn't even care about politics. He wanted to be in theater. And he's like obsessed with musical theater and plays.
So is Ben Shapiro.
This feels like a common theme.
How
also,
strange.
Absolutely, and I say this with peace and love, absolutely closeted men, you know? Like, and that's okay. Also, I mean, I think I did know this already, but Ted not being his real name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what his legal God-given name is, but certainly isn't Ted. So, do you have any Ted Cruz facts to impart upon the audience on this beautiful 2026 edition of Boy Oh Boy?
His campaign has received $1.1 million in funding from AIPAC.
Oh, that's big. Okay. Well, Gray the Gray, what have you been up to? It's been about 2.5 months since we last spoke. Not really, but spoke on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I moved into a new apartment.
Huge.
You got to see that on Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving was fun.
That's true. I think I've seen your new apartment on a couple of occasions.
Yeah. I haven't spent much time here.
Okay.
I haven't had you over.
No, you really haven't. And you haven't been over at Steven's either, which is where our usual hangout spot is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a busy, busy boy.
Yeah,
being married, you know, takes a lot of time and, like, effort.
Bullshit.
Just no, wrong.
No, that's only if you want a healthy marriage, Grayson.
Oh, silly me.
Okay.
That is kind of what I'm aiming for, but
get your priorities in line. See, I'm okay. You know, thankfully, I think our lives have both increased in busyness around similar periods, so it doesn't feel like either one of us are being quite left in the dust.
Yeah.
Steven, however,
you poor know, guy.
His resentment must be at an all time high. I think he hates you, because you have a wife.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Yes. Poor Steven, he misses me, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
And that might sound very incel, what I just said, but it's not in an incel way. It's in a he misses his friend kind of way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I'm fine. That's Steven's problem that he has to have, okay? But how's it been? How's the move been? You're finally in your new home. It's pretty much all set up, it seems.
Yeah, I really like it. I love that I have an office now. I think that's kind of fun.
That's actually where we're recording this podcast. This
Indeed.
Is one of the few in-person episodes not done with one of us sitting on a mattress.
True.
Even our like boy oh boys on the go, like our boy oh boys abroad, we're also involving mattresses.
Quite often, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost always. But no, this time we're in an office. We're both sitting in chairs.
Not you know, the ideal pick of chairs necessarily, but
no Wesley
we are
chair.
In chairs. No, yeah. No Wesley chairs, right?
But it's really nice having an office. I really like it. It's kind of like my own little spot. I end up having to do a lot of work at home.
Yeah,
both because I have work from home days, and then also just because my work requires me to do a lot more sometimes, especially towards the end of the year as I'm doing like annual reviews and things like that.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, game reviews.
Oh, okay, of course.
So it's nice to just kind of have a place to lock myself away and do that.
Yeah.
One thing that's sad is that I've had no time to play video games, but that's okay because my computer doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm. And I see a painting sitting up here on one of your pieces of furniture, like an in-progress painting. Maybe the lack of video games means more time for the fine arts.
I hate that you called it in-progress because it's done.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I just assume because it's out on an easel. You know what I mean?
Like, no, it's also not a painting. It's a oil pastel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It does not look, well, I guess I'm pretty far away from it, but it does not look like oil pastel. That's sick. But I apologize for having insulted you.
Kind of rude. I did that as a little date night with Issa.
Oh, yeah. So that doesn't even count as free time to work on a painting. That's more marriage work.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
No painting time. It's been hard. I got a TV out in the living room now. That's really nice, though.
Big. I know what you don't have in the living room. This is an update for the listening audience. Not only is the Wesley chair gone, that is an update one. I know everyone was waiting with bated breath. The Wesley chair is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, too, is Grayson's treasured, beloved gift that I gave him about a year ago today. His purple Flamour pillow. The pillow donning the purple M&M of... M&M's, the candy.
Yeah.
That says...
Flawless?
No. More like...
Flamour.
Yeah. That was a cool pillow. And I don't know where it is. I suspect a dump. It may have been incinerated. However, I don't have confirmation on that. That's just where my suspicions lie.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's tough to hear. That's tough to take. That was some of my hard-earned money.
Yeah.
But we all love our gifts in different ways, you
True
know?
That.
Yeah.
I tried to fix my computer here recently. Did I tell you about that?
You tried to fix your computer?
Yeah.
I thought you've been trying to fix your computer for like 3 months now.
Yeah, but I had like one time where I like really was invested in getting it done, and I even had Hans on Discord.
Okay.
He wasn't really helping. He was mostly there for emotional support and then sometimes Googling things for me, but it was really nice.
That's good.
Just to like have him there. Thanks, yeah. Hans. And the whole thing with my computer is that I think there's an error in the hard drive that my Windows operating system is on.
Okay.
And it makes it so that it can't always boot into Windows. I can still get into macOS fine. It's an old, out-of-date macOS, but it runs. It doesn't run well, but it runs. I was under the impression that my macOS was running on my solid-state drive. It's not. Apparently, nothing's on my solid-state drive.
Oh, cool.
So then I figured, oh, let me just take a Windows thing, like a Windows install, put it onto a USB, plug it in, boot it, install onto the SSD, and then I can take the Windows install off of my failing hard drive.
Obviously.
I had to go into macOS, download the Windows, put it onto a thumb drive, managed to get that far, and then suddenly out of nowhere, it booted back into Windows. Like, it just started working again.
Okay.
At which point, I still tried to install Windows onto my solid-state drive, but my computer can't run Windows 11, which is the version that I downloaded. And then shortly after that, I accidentally kicked the thumb drive with my foot and it snapped and broke.
No! Were you wearing boots?
No, I just kind of bumped it with... It was sticking out of my computer, so I just bumped it and went... Snapped.
You klutz.
Yeah.
You oaf. And now what?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
I feel like I should be able to do a Windows install from inside of Windows, but every time I Google it, it's like, nah, you need a thumb drive. And I'm like, why?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I mean...
It makes no sense to me.
Why don't you just get a thumb drive?
I feel like I should have one.
Okay. I mean, worst case scenario, there's a CVS down the street. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, I could, like, get one. I'm just being a little lazy. I haven't had a ton of time. That was, like, the one time I had time to really, like, properly work on it.
Could it be an SD card?
No.
It has to be a USB drive.
Well, because where am I going to put an SD card in this thing?
I don't know. I don't even know what this thing is.
My computer.
Well, I mean...
It doesn't have an SD card slot, so, okay. Like, where am I going
to
put it?
Well, you could get one of those converters, SD to USB.
So I should take an SD card.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think you can format an SD card to be bootable, but let's say you can.
I think you should get a micro US, or, I'm sorry, a micro SD, and then put it into one of the big SDs. Like, you know, you slide the little one into the big one, and you put the big one into the converter, and then you plug that into your computer.
It should be an SD card to USB-C so that I can put the USB-C into a USB-A converter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just want to get your
just for the sake of efficiency.
Again. Yeah, exactly. Just the quickest, most painless way of doing it. You'll figure it out. Now, we just figured it out. So I guess keep us updated.
I want to make sure that I can get my computer running because I want to play Wizard 101 with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know when Wizard 101 is going to happen. Steven, or dear sweet friend Steven, suggested out of nowhere. This is how I know we've been really slacking. In as far as like setting up plans and doing things as friends, is that Steven's been taking the initiative for like the past couple months, which I'm not used to.
No, that's a new phenomena.
I like it. I appreciate that he's doing it. I'm just still like, it makes me realize every time, like, damn, I'm dropping the ball here, you know? But
yeah, this was your responsibility, JC.
Yeah, I thought so. In next weekend is Chargle's birthday. Are you going?
I don't know. Are you?
I mean, I intend on it, yeah. Steven's not replied about it, but I figure Steven will go if he can.
I don't know. I need to ask Chargle if Issa can come.
Why wouldn't she be able to come? I think Chargle would be so enthusiastic about Issa coming.
It's still polite to ask.
I guess so, but I feel like it's almost a better surprise. Ask Tanner. By the way, guys, Chargle has a boyfriend.
Chargle has a boyfriend.
Chargle has a boyfriend.
Ooh, cooties.
Gross. I believe the last episode of Boy Oh Boy that we recorded was titled, let's pull this up. Oh, typical Chargle bullshit. well, she's off of that. No more typical Chargle bullshit. She has a boyfriend who can help keep her accountable.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you should reach out to the boyfriend, because I think he's the one planning everything for the party, and see if it's okay with him. This sounds really chauvinist. This sounds not, because, just so it can be a surprise for Chargal is what I mean. Not because she needs permission from him.
I don't think I have his phone number, Instagram, or any way to contact him.
That's so sad. And also,
like, I don't know. I don't really care to know the guy.
Well, that's fucked up. I don't. I'm not saying do it so you can get to know Chargal's boyfriend. I'm saying get to do it so you can surprise Chargal.
Yeah, at that point, I would rather just bring without asking. Like, if the intent is to surprise Chargal, I would sooner just show up without asking.
Yeah. How about you tell her explicitly, I'm not going, and then you show up anyways, so we can surprise her that way.
Why?
Well, the surprise.
I think you're really emphasizing the surprise element of this, birthday. And I don't fully understand it.
She already had the surprise spoiled that she's going to have a magician there. There's going to be a magician at Chargal's 22nd birthday.
It's an odd choice. I can't deny it. It's but, like, I'm cool a little choice. Intrigued.
A little intrigued?
I'm a little intrigued.
Wouldn't you be fucking stoked if Steven was throwing himself a birthday party and a magician was going to be there?
Why can't you have
that same excitement for Chargal?
Well, because it's Chargal and not Steven.
Well, this isn't new Chargal. This is a Chargal with a boyfriend. That's, you know, basically that's like Steven.
That's like a whole new person. And I think I've failed to recognize that fact.
Yeah. Like, you guys get to start over, you know? All the shit in the past, all the typical Chargal bullshit, that's past you,
it's
guys
gone.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has a boyfriend now.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
We did meet the boyfriend for Friendsgiving.
He came to Friendsgiving. That's so true.
What was your impression of him?
I thought he was cool. I didn't get to talk to him that much on actual Friendsgiving night, but I tattooed him the next morning. And at one point, Chargal and Evan left to go get food. So I was just me and him for like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But he was really, really, like, I don't know. He seemed cool. He was fun to talk to, you know? I guess when I think Chargal, I think very extroverted and like a lot, and he's not that, you know, mm-hmm. He's a little more subdued in his personality, but not in like a way where he's boring, I don't think. Yeah. But again, I think that's probably for the best.
I would agree with that. And I think you're very accurate in saying that he's a little bit more subdued, because mm-hmm. the comment I was going to make, I only had the privilege of seeing him at Friendsgiving. And he left zero impression on me.
Zero impression. That's tough. That's really unfortunate. Well, that's why you got to come to. That's why you got to come to Chargal's party.
I do also want to be clear. That's not like his fault.
There were a lot of people.
There were several people. And also, I spent like half of Friendsgiving kind of slumped over on the couch.
Yeah, why?
I was tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
I spent half of it slumped over your bathtub.
Not my bathtub, Wilson's bathtub.
Well, it's your home, you know? Yeah. I have stopped drinking as much in the past few months, and Friendsgiving was the one time I drank, and my tolerance has gone down massively.
That's devastating.
And I decided to finish off my Thanksgiving meal with a big milky alcoholic beverage that Issa and I made. We had, what was it, an espresso martini.
I believe it included protein powder.
Oh, yeah.
Which just sounds like a terrible choice.
I think because the protein powder had vanilla in it or something.
It was chocolate.
Ew.
I don't have.
Why would I do that?
Powder. I don't know.
I mean, I clearly wasn't in the right state of mind.
No, definitely not.
But I felt great because I've been really trying to whip myself into shape. One of the first time actually I visited you at your new apartment, so it was pre-Friendsgiving. I weighed myself on your scale,
mm-hmm.
and I weighed like 150. Two or 154 pounds, which, you know, is not crazy, but I was shocked to see it because I've never weighed myself and seen like above 145, you know, and 145 is like, oof, I'm on the higher end of things, you know? So it was the heaviest I'd ever been in my life. And, since then I've got really in control of like the shit I was eating. Cause I don't know, I started working at the hospital and there's like free food there, and I went through a breakup. Did we talk about that on the podcast at all? That Brandy broke up with me?
No, I think we were avoiding it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that happened back in the beginning of October, around the time of the last Boy Oh Boy recording. So things weren't doing the best mentally either. And then it was like, okay, let's figure shit out. Let's get some things together. And part of that was my eating. And Thanksgiving was the first time I let myself just eat for fun and eat nice, good food. And I threw it all up in the bathtub. It was all right out of my system.
So totally consequence-free.
Exactly. You know, like as much as we want to get out of the eating disorders of old, binging and purging is pretty cool sometimes. You know what I mean? You get all the joy of the meal and then all the
suffering of purging.
Well, no. You get all the benefit of not having the food in your system.
Oh.
You know, you get to feel light and airy despite having feasted. Feasted doesn't sound right, but I don't think there's a...
You got feasted.
I didn't get feasted.
You got feasted.
No, I certainly didn't. Don't ever say that shit to me. But otherwise, how was your Friendsgiving, aside from being tired?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was good. It was good to have everyone over. The table setup worked quite well, I feel like, with the round table over in the... A little cramped.
Despite only having, like, three additional people, it felt like such a bigger Friendsgiving than
it really
the year prior.
Yeah.
Because our first Friendsgiving in 2024 was you, me, Steven, Chargle,
Will
and Anthony. And then this year we added Issa, Evan, and Chargle's boyfriend to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just felt like so much bigger of a group.
And I'm very okay with that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had a really good time from what I like can recall.
I'm looking forward to when I have a house and can host it, because then we can have even more people.
So true. Who do you intend on inviting? Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, no, we still need to get Jordan there. I hope I'll watch Sumo again with Steven.
That's big.
I don't know who else to invite. I can invite some work friends and stuff, but it's like separate groups, you know what I mean?
I had this question. You remember my family friend Hannah, who's on Boy Oh Boy Oh Boy one time?
Yes.
Yeah. Hannah's birthday was sometime last week, and like she, my mom, my sister, and a friend came up to Austin, and I met up with them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then like midnight that night, I get a text from Hannah saying, "Your mom said some of your friends play D&D? And I responded being like, "Yeah, like honestly, I think most of them at some point have."
Mm-hmm.
And it triggered the thought for me. Are you still doing that? I presume not because of how busy you are, but when's the last time you did your D&D campaign?
Oh, months and months ago.
Okay, but it's been within the calendar year. Like there was a D&D session held in 2025.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
Do you miss it?
I do.
Has it continued without you?
No.
Okay.
No. We just all couldn't get together anymore. Some of us stopped working at GameStop.
Bitches.
Okay. But I'd love to do D&D with like you and Will and Anthony and Steven and like get that group together again.
Yeah.
But,
and do it on like that like lesser or less frequent basis.
Yeah.
Kind of like we did in high school.
Yeah, and just like binge it and go crazy.
You know what's crazy about all that? Steven was never part of our D&D in high school.
Isn't that wild?
That's so wild. Like the only
he could have joined D&D club and never did.
True. I didn't really reconnect with Steven though until the last month of our senior year.
I never really connected with Steven a ton until I started streaming.
That's true. This is late 2020.
I was vaguely friends with him throughout high school.
Yeah.
I always really liked Steven throughout high school.
And we would meet up sometimes during like winter break.
Yeah.
You know, and hang out. But no, him lurking in your, not lurking, him being a fucking force in your chat is how.
Him being my chat.
Him being, yeah.
Him being the gray stream. He was the stream. Let's be honest here. There would have been no Gray the Gray if not for Steven.
And now you abandon him.
I don't mean to. I love my boy Steven.
Now you abandon him.
But I think the issue with getting that group together is no one wants to DM.
Okay. I mean, I could, but I don't think you guys would enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I can be a little particular. And if I'm like set in my ways, I might sooner be, I don't know. I could see my stubbornness ruining some of the fun.
You know what? That's fair. I could see you like railroading the story. Like if you designed a whole story for yourself.
For myself.
Like, if you planned out a campaign.
Oh, I see.
And, like, wrote a story.
Too rigid is I guess, how I would describe it.
Yeah. You may, like, stop us from doing something that would wreck that story, even if it's what we want to do.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I would say you and Will are opposite sides of the coin on that one, then.
And the thing is, I've heard Will express kind of, like, similar grievances about that very thing. So if Will and his personality type struggles with it, I'm definitely going to struggle with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd do it. I just probably wouldn't prep for it. Maybe that's the move. Just don't prep for it and just go in blind so there's no plan to be railroaded.
That can sometimes help.
Yeah.
You should have, like, only a vague idea and maybe some encounters that you want to have occur. And then if it gets thrown out, it gets thrown out.
All my prep will be, like, with music and finding background sounds and music. That'll be what I spend my time preparing for.
That's a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Also, since the last time we recorded, Grayson, I now have a pet. I have a pet ferret.
Indeed.
His name's Ducky. He's great. I got him on Thanksgiving Day. And now we've been together for a little over a month. And I think we've officially, like, acclimated to one another. I've gotten used to him being part of my routine. He's a lot. He's a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's awesome. He's spectacular. And he's a ferret. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't really know necessarily what more to talk about in that regard, aside from just making it known that I do have a pet ferret now.
Pretty important to bring up.
Would you like me to field any questions regarding my pet ferret?
Nah.
Okay. Fair enough. Are there any questions you have for me in general? It's been a bit. The last time we saw each other, I slept through half of our time.
Yeah, no, ain't that something?
Yeah.
Man.
We had a movie night at Stevens, and I passed right the fuck out. When
you actually missed out so bad.
On the Samurai movie?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's okay. Steven, the next time I saw him, was like, I told you you weren't going to like it. And in my head, I said this out loud. I said, Steven, I didn't not like it. I slept. And I'm glad I did. I needed that rest.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you would have liked it or not. I
bet Steven's right. I probably won't.
Yeah. No, I don't think you would.
So like, I probably didn't miss out is what you really mean.
But you did. It's so good.
But I loved the sleep that I got on Steven's couch. You know? Like, but I woke up not being like, ah, I slept through friend time. I woke up being like, ah, what a great friend time.
Fair enough. What are we going to do to solve the not hanging out enough thing?
I mean, hang out more. I hang out with Steven once a week, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, not this week because he's not in town, but generally we'll hang out like most Fridays for at least a couple hours.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's just, that's been part of our routine now for like, I don't know, since he's lived in Austin. We've seen each other most weeks.
I don't know how you got time for that.
I mean, I don't have school going on right now, which probably helps, you know. We'll see how that goes once, yeah, I have classes again. And it'll be my first semester where I have like an actual like lecture I have to sit on Zoom for every week. Mm. And I believe, well, from what I've been told, is it's going to be like a 3-hour lecture each week, which isn't the end of the world, but versus the 0 hours from before, that's tough. You know, yeah. That's unfortunate. But maybe it'll be nice. I haven't like been part of an actual class since 2021. So maybe it'll be cool. We'll see.
Do we want to do a little intermission here to do the gift opening and then get back to just talking?
Yeah, I was trying to transition to it earlier when I mentioned the Flamore pillow, but we really got, well, railroaded. We have gifts. Christmas just happened, and we haven't opened our gifts to one another yet. We really shat all over our gift-giving tradition this past Leo season for our birthdays. We tried this thing in Chicago that like was mildly successful.
Was it?
No.
Huh.
Not. I mean, I don't even remember what you got me, if I'm being honest.
I remember the big thing I got you was an art book for the Art Institute of Chicago.
Ah, yes. And you got me a Build Your Own Zendaya. Like, not a coloring book, but it's like essentially that.
Yeah.
Paper
dolls.
I got you a bouquet of flowers the first night. And a Dobby magnet.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Did I get you a pair of socks or something?
No. I got myself a pair of socks.
I don't really know. This is what I mean when I say we've really, really mangled the usual gift giving. So I don't know. This year, it's been harder. I was telling you a little bit before the podcast. Gift giving for you this year is harder, Grayson, because, well, if I get you a really great gift like a Flamore pillow, there's a chance that it gets thrown away in the dump, okay? So I have to be a little more choosy. Not only am I gifting for you, I'm gifting for Issa, I fear. And, well, you're the one who chose marriage over fun gifts. So live with that decision, okay?
Yeah, understood.
What should I be grabbing here?
Well, first, I do want to draw attention to the unwrapped gift.
The unwrapped... Oh, that's a gift.
Yes.
That's not just the nutcracker you keep on the floor of your office?
No, that is your first gift.
Oh my gosh, you got me a nutcracker?
I did.
Is this from Target?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you.
I was just walking around and I thought it looked like you.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's awfully feminine. I believe it has lipstick on.
So. Oh, it's a woman. Yes. But yeah, it does look like you.
She's not very curvy.
One of my favorite features of it is if you turn it around, JC.
It? You mean her?
Him.
Her. Okay. Or the... Oh. Ooh. Yes. I've turned her around.
It does, in fact, have the lever for a nutcracker. You want to use that lever real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, I'm using the lever.
Mm-hmm.
I've just noticed... There's no... The mouth is painted on.
Yeah.
There's no... Well, there are no crevices where mm-hmm. any nuts will get cracked. So what... It's a... I mean, not that I was necessarily using nutcrackers for function before, but this one doesn't even give you the option.
Indeed.
Maybe it's like in the mug? No. Well, that's interesting. Thank
yeah.
you. I don't know. Did you get this because you know I used to collect nutcrackers?
No, I just thought it looked like you.
No, thank you. Yeah, growing up, I had a big collection of nutcrackers. It took up a large space in my room year-round. I don't know why. I think
year-round?
Well, yeah, like I had a shelf in my bedroom that was just all my nutcrackers. And like it wasn't a Christmas thing. It was like they were always there.
Well, I guess congratulations. You can restart your nutcracker collection.
I don't even know where they are. Because when I go home to San Antonio, they're not there anymore. I've got to check in with my mother and see what's up. But thank you for this.
You bet.
Most of my recent Christmas decor I've purchased has been themed around Santa being handicapped. So this is really quite the addition.
Welcome change of pace, I hope.
Yes, thank you. Should I open up another one of your gifts? You only have one gift for me to open. I have like a five-part gift. Should I open up how many parts before we get to yours?
We'll do three. Do the little Happy Holidays bag.
Okay.
Because that one's not actually for you.
Ooh, I hear it jingling. It's not for me.
It's not for you.
I don't know if you remember, but Brandy broke up with me, so.
It's also not for Brandy.
Oh, thank God. Oh, boy. They're little jingling toys that Ducky can play with.
Yep.
Thank you so much. This is huge.
I asked ChatGPT what type of toys to get for ferrets, and it said stuff that dangles, stuff that can dig, or stuff that makes a noise.
Yeah. He has a few, like none quite this big or loud. He has a few balls like this that are jingly. He doesn't quite play with them, but I don't think he knows how yet. His favorite toys are like crinkly ones, you know? Like if I gave him the choice of these two balls in a brown paper bag, he's taking the brown paper bag every day.
That's devastating.
His favorite toy that he has is a piece of leftover Christmas paper that I have from 2 years ago. It's candy. It's actually the same wrapping paper I used for your gift. He just plays with that constantly. So I'll let him see if he wants these, though. You know what I mean? If not, I'll use them.
Fair enough.
What next? Thank you.
We'll do the big bottle.
Ooh, the big bottle. What could it be? What could it... Oh, my goodness. Is it... Could it be? It is. It's Deep Edge Grapefruit Vodka. Thank you. This can join the two other unopened bottles I have in my liquor cabinet. This is absurd. Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it will get used at some point. I just... I already talked earlier about how my liquor consumption's really slowed down as of late.
Yeah. So see, I didn't know that.
I'll be able to nurse this though.
Yeah.
You know, or I can start drinking alone.
Hopefully it'll serve you well long term.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Do I open up one more or do we get to your gift?
We'll do my gift.
Okay.
And then we can do yours.
Here it is, Gray the Gray.
Thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome.
It's been sitting on my office floor for like
a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks, something like that. I brought it by.
I think closer to like 2 weeks.
Okay. Gray the Gray is ripping it open.
The personality thing.
He is ripping it open.
Chicago.
What could it be? Oh!
The Secret Language of Birthdays, your complete personality guide for each day of the year.
Hardcover.
Was it not hardcover in Chicago?
No, it was not. It was very paperback.
Oh, boy.
So, but I figured if this is going to be a book that gets left out in your home, again, this is the Issa of it all. The old you would have gotten a paperback book. The new you, the married you, gets a hardcover.
Whoa.
That's right.
The benefits of marriage.
I remember we flipped it open to both of our birthdays in the Barnes & Noble in Chicago, and we were both kind of floored. And, like, the book instantly earned, like, our respect.
Did it?
Is that kind of... I mean, it did for me. August 16th had something about, like, you suck with technology and you don't have patience with technology, which I thought was really, really a little too on the nose.
Let's check yours.
Okay.
Where should I actually read?
By the way, it's a gigantic book where, like, there's a 2 to 4 page spread for every day of the year that you could have been born.
Yeah. And then there's also sections on, like, summer and Leo and things like that.
Yeah, a bit more astrology.
You're the day of high voltage.
Yeah, no shit.
You got Madonna and Lawrence of Arabia.
Madonna, like I share a birthday with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, knew that. And Big Cass from WWE.
I'm trying to see if I can find the thing about technology.
Okay. I think it's at the bottom right side. Like it was the very end. Like the functional takeaways from all this shit. Gray the Gray's reading. He's pondering.
No, it doesn't have it there. I don't know. I don't want to find it.
No, okay. Okay, fair enough.
And then I have Alfred Lord Tennyson.
You're reading the least interesting part, just the shared birthdays.
Well, here.
We could have done like celebritybyburthday.com.
You read the sections.
You literally have a copy, your very own copy of The Secret Language of Birthdays, and you're not even deciphering the language. You know, if you were born on August 6th, and I believe you were, Grayson, you need to acknowledge the fact that you will be faced with the need to compromise. This was about the time that you were preparing for this move into your apartment that we first read it. Okay? You had to compromise with your wife. And you didn't even compromise. You got walked over. You threw away the Wesley chair and the Flamore pillow.
Yeah. No, I just got brutalized in that.
You should have listened to The Secret Art of Birthdays. In order to get love and affection, you have to give up some of your craving for new experiences. Develop the capacity to see things from another's point of view. Your meditation is, it is the unexpected that happens. What do you make of that? Have you meditated on that?
I have not meditated on that.
Do that right now.
Okay.
My advice was to learn to transform my voltage when necessary to run conventional human appliances. Try not to burn them out for their sake. Be a bit kinder to your enemies. You need them too. Put a little more energy into your inner spiritual life. To those sensitive to it, the language of the bedroom rarely tells a lie. That's my meditation. So that's kind of cool.
It's really a remarkable book.
Thank you, August. Dude, are there any other like dates we should look up? Today's January 3rd, right?
Oh, yes. This could be an addition to the podcast.
Just a daily meditation. Let's see.
For those born today.
January 3rd. Where are you? Are we sure it's the 3rd? Bro, where is January 3rd?
I think there's a whole section at the beginning that is just like the signs and the months and the seasons and things like that. I think you have to go a little bit farther into
it. It starts in March. Maybe it ends with... Yeah, it does. It ends with January. Bitches. They use some satanic calendar. Okay. January 2nd is a pretty little... Every day has like their own like graphic logo right below the date, which is cool. January 3rd. Some advice if you were born on this day. Or not just some advice because we're recording on this day. This is for you and me, Grayson.
Mm.
You don't always have to win. Being invulnerable doesn't make you well-liked. Don't expect everyone to be as committed as you are. Recognize and respect differences. Meditate on this. To desire without any wish for attachment is a high aim. To desire without any wish for attachment is a high aim. Are you meditating upon it as I am?
I don't know if I get it.
To desire.
Could you read it one more time?
Yeah. To desire without any wish for attachment is a high aim. I guess my question is, with high aim, does it mean like an aim we should strive for in that sense? Like it's a higher aim? Or like,
that it's challenging.
Yeah. I think it's probably one that we should strive for is what the implication is.
I don't know. That seems stupid.
To desire without any wish for attachment is a high... Or maybe, yeah, maybe it is stupid. Maybe it is the other way around, where it's just pointing out that it's like, that's pretty lofty of a goal to have, you know, to desire without any form of attachment.
Yeah, because like, how would you do that?
I mean, I guess like in a fuckboy kind of way, right? Like you can lust after someone, but not want to like build any attachment to them. That's what comes to mind for me when I meditate upon it.
Okay, so like, then it definitely shouldn't be something that you strive for.
No, I wouldn't think so. Unless maybe you're over, like you become overly attached and like you struggle with attachment. Maybe you lean anxiously attached.
It feels like something that the Buddha would talk about, because the Buddha, he preached the idea that, you know, suffering is rooted in desire itself, so the only way to alleviate suffering is to stop desiring.
Okay.
And I feel like he'd be really against whatever the hell this book is saying.
Well, thank God the Buddha didn't write it. Instead, it was written by Gary Goldschneider. So...
Thank you, Gary Goldschneider.
He is my personal Buddha.
JC, this is a totally random topic, and I'm sorry to interrupt the gifts, but it's something that I keep looking over to you.
It's okay.
And it's behind you, so it keeps bothering me.
Yes.
As you can see, there's missing drawer handles on those drawers there.
I do see that.
I have tried twice now to replace them by ordering handles on Amazon.
Okay.
And I've measured the holes. I know the size of the holes.
Nice.
I know the distance between them. But twice now, I've ordered what is labeled on Amazon as the correct size hole.
Okay.
And twice now, it's been wrong.
Well.
Totally different brands, totally different handles. Twice now, they've been completely wrong. And I'm so annoyed by that.
I'm sorry. Why not just like make a trip down to Home Depot and say, can you help me? And just let them do the work?
But I don't need help. I just need
you
the correct.
You do need help. You've done it wrong twice.
I've not done anything wrong.
You've done it wrong twice.
No, the stinking manufacturer is wrong.
Maybe you don't know how to measure these things properly, you know?
It's the distance between the two holes.
Yeah, maybe you suck at that. Maybe you're just really bad at...
Could you measure it for me then?
I mean, just like visually?
I got a little ruler on top.
No, I'll just use my eyes. From like one edge of the hole to the other edge of the hole?
From center of hole to center of hole.
Oh, from center hole to center hole. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like... 4¾ inches?
Not even close.
What is it?
It's like 3½, I think. I don't remember what the measurement was, but I think it was 3½. Yeah, 3½.
Yeah, 3½. Not the 4¾.
And I've ordered 3½-inch hole-to-hole handles.
Well, you know what the answer is?
And both times they've shown up being like 4⅛. And it's like, what type of measurement is that?
I think you got to order ones that are 4¾ inches apart.
Why?
That was my guess. Maybe it'll work.
No, because if I order that, then they'll actually deliver the 4¾, and then it'll still be too big.
Oh, shit. I see. So this is a delivery issue, not like an issue with anything else, I guess.
No, it's purely the fact that on the Amazon pages, they say that it is 3½ inches hole-to-hole for these handles. And twice now they've delivered handles that are too wide.
Well, I'm sorry about it, man. Again, I'm really a proponent of bring this whole thing down to Home Depot, you know, and just let them figure it out for you. Okay, path of least resistance. Okay.
I don't know if I trust Home Depot's selection either. I feel like Home Depot would give me a selection of like just really, really basic blocky rectangular drawer handles.
Then I pose to you Lowe's.
I think I'll run into a similar problem.
Okay, well, maybe the problem is you. We're being a little too picky.
Has annoyed me so much that I've considered just ordering knobs instead and just having 4 knobs lined up on each drawer.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, if I had ordered the wrong ones twice as you did, if I had erred in the same way that you had, I would just get some Gorilla Glue and call it a day. You know?
What do you mean?
Like I would gorilla glue the wrong handles onto the piece of furniture.
I'm not going to do that.
Gorilla glue holds up very well.
I don't question the Gorilla Glue, okay. But then I'll just have two visible holes.
No, put the Gorilla Glue over the holes. You know? Were they off by that much?
They were pretty far off. They,
I figured it was off by, like, you know, like a quarter of an inch.
No, they're off by like an inch.
What the fuck?
Look how big these are compared to these.
Yeah, it's, would be some holes.
It's literally like an additional inch.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's insane. And I double checked the page that I ordered it from afterwards. I was like, there's no way I've done this twice. Both of the pages say hold a hole, it's 3.5 inches.
And
neither of them are the case.
You're not the type to return something to Amazon either, I fear.
No.
How much was it each time you ordered it?
I don't know, probably like 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
The other ones I got, I still have them over here.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping.
And it's the same issue. But again, it's totally different handles.
Ew, those ones don't work.
They're not great.
They look like they belong in a bathroom.
Okay, well, we're not judging the aesthetics of it.
I am.
I just wanted to simply have the correct size. I was a little less focused.
Yeah, but the more pressing issue here is the aesthetics.
Look at this.
That's not the correct size here.
It's not even close.
I couldn't do much with Gorilla Glue in that scenario.
It's insane.
A little bit, but yeah, no, those ones look like shit. So, shall I open up the other gifts from you, Grayson?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Okay, which
start
one
with the
first?
Red one.
The red one. Because
the green one's like the actual main gift.
Okay, this feels like a container. I'm gonna guess there's like some kind of nut inside of here, like peanuts or something. Oh, it's a candle. It's another candle. I actually can't use candles anymore because of my ferret. It could ruin his little lungs.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple candles this Christmas. Oh, red mandarin and guava. That smells really nice. Maybe in my bedroom I can use it. No, I very much like that. Maybe in my bedroom I can. But yeah, anything like scenty, you can't use because it fucks with the ferrets real bad. But thank you so much.
That
smells
tragic,
so good.
Though.
And now the green one?
Yes.
Ooh, fuck. My wallet. It fell out of my pocket. Okay, guys. We're opening it up. Goodfellow. So, oh, thank you. Cypress and grapefruit cologne.
Yeah.
Is this also from Target?
Well, Goodfellow is a Target brand.
Right? Okay. God damn it, I can't open it. God damn it.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to open it.
Hold my mic.
It's shockingly stuck in there for a lid that looks like it should just lift off easily.
I'm going to smell it.
He's going to smell it, guys. It's not as prominently like grapefruit, but I think it was a very pleasant scent.
Yes, it is a pleasant scent. Thank you very much. It's kind of like, honestly, what it smells like, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way. It smells like when you go to like a Sephora or an Ulta, and you smell a whole bunch of perfumes and colognes, and your wrist is just kind of a mess after a while. It just kind of smells vaguely pleasant, you know? Mm. But can I tell you why? No. Mm. It just has a general good smell about it.
And like I figured the classic gift from me to you is a cologne.
Well, that's the classic birthday gift. Okay. Well. We already talked about it. My birthday is on August 16th. I have to pay attention to my sex life more. That's what I have to meditate on. I don't know if you're... I don't remember your meditation anymore. I forgot about it.
Quickly consult the book.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hold on 1 second, guys. Just imagine it were August
6th. Something
about
compromise,
right now.
I think.
Oh, yeah. You do have to compromise better. July 18th, July 26th.
July 26th.
July 31st, August 9th. Let's backtrack a little bit. Not that far. We're back to August 9th. Okay, August 3rd. August 6th. Oh, your meditation's simple. It is the unexpected that happens.
Cool.
Yeah. That's very similar to the mantra of, well, the reality television show Big Brother. Expect the unexpected. It is the unexpected that happens. Now, that's profound.
I gotta tell you, I think the book said it worse.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they certainly did. But he's got 365 pages to fill that.
They can't all be bangers.
Do you remember his name, the author of this wonderful book?
Gary.
Yep. Gary Goldschneider is his name.
Oh.
Any other days we want to check out before we...
Oh, is that Teddy Roosevelt?
It is. Teddy Roosevelt was born on the same day as Sylvia Plath, which was October 27th. They have a frog as their little logo, and they're the day of impulse if you're born on October 27th.
I mean, like, fair enough, yeah.
The human spirit knows no bounds. Is that meditation? Oh, our strengths and weaknesses we didn't read. How do we avoid that?
You fool.
Okay, August 16th, my strengths are that I'm seductive, I'm electric, and I'm goal-oriented. My weaknesses are that I'm destructive, rebellious, and excessive. Not the rebellious one, I fear. Your strengths, Grayson, are that you're interesting, romantic, and original. Your weaknesses are that you're reckless, disillusioned, and antisocial. So.
Yeah, like facts.
Fair. Yeah, yeah. No, that tracks. You and Lucille Ball. It says. So, shout out.
I love Lucy.
To the Secret Language of Birthdays. I recommend everyone gets a copy of it, hard or soft cover. I believe the content's the same, regardless of which edition.
It'd be very funny if it was just completely opposite directions, depending on if you got the hardcover or the soft cover.
I want them to shift it by just one day if you have soft versus hardcover. So everyone check it out. I hope it finds a spot in your home that doesn't lead to it ending up in a garbage dump. But we'll see. Only time will tell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Grayson, let me pull back up my phone now that the gift exchange has been conducted. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year as well, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But what else do we have to talk about? It's been a little while. I feel like there's almost too much to talk about to really figure out what's worth discussing.
Yeah, no, it does make it a bit of a challenge.
I was sick this past week. So yesterday was the first day where I felt like good. And today I feel almost 100%. I just have a lingering runny nose, essentially. But I tested negative for COVID. And I never had a fever at any point. But I've gotten really bad in adulthood about anytime I'm sick, just convincing myself I'm not sick. And then when I start to feel better, it's like, oh, fuck, I was sick. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so Monday and Tuesday, I was definitely sick, particularly Tuesday, and I went to work anyways. And I know it was really bad because on Tuesday, I just sat down in a chair all day at work because I was on a one-to-one where you have to like stay in really close contact with the patient. And the patient I was with was like in their 70s and didn't move from their bed. They were only on a one-to-one because they were at risk of falling. And so I got to spend pretty much 8 hours just sitting still. And by the time I left, I was dying. Like I was still exhausted. So that was my sign of, JC, something's really wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so scared, though, because I've never called in. I've been at my job for about 8 months now. I've never called out sick. And I thought, this is highly irresponsible if I just keep showing up to work sick. And so on Wednesday, I called out for my first time.
Whoa.
And I slept all day. And then Thursday, I went back to work, baby, because I was feeling a bit better. So.
And then you called out Friday?
No, I felt good Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't feel great. Thursday, I left work. Like, I got through the work day. And then I was like, whoa, I don't have energy. And then Friday was pretty normal. Mm. Again, I just, the lingering runny nose is not the most pleasant thing in the world. I can hear it in my voice right now, but it is what it is. I'm just glad I have Six Flags tomorrow. That was my main concern. I wanted to be healthy in time for Fiesta, Texas. I have to go visit Funnelicious.
The most important part of any visit to Six Flags.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can take Steven's employee ID with me. See if I can pass off as 16-year-old him.
I think you can do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I have not been sick, or at least nothing of note, but I am injured right now.
You're injured?
I'm injured.
Tell me about your injury.
Well, I have a big thing on the side of my hand.
Okay. I guess that does qualify as an injury of sorts.
Yes.
And by a thing on the side of his hand, he means like this, it looks like a giant like pus bubble. It's like from afar what it looks like.
It's That's really a disgusting gross. Way to describe it.
I mean, at any point in your injury, was it accurate?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So what is it if not a pus bubble?
So what happened? It was, I think, the day after Christmas. My parents were over. I was still kind of like waking up. I hadn't showered yet. I said go shower.
Your parents were in town?
Yeah, my parents were in town for Christmas.
That's huge. I had no idea.
Oh, it was a blast. It was great.
I didn't even get to see Bob.
No, you did not.
Whatever.
They were in town. We were hanging out. They were out of my living room. I needed to go take a shower. Went over to take a shower. My wonderful, beautiful wife.
She's wonderful and beautiful?
Wonderful and beautiful.
You lucked out.
She had cleaned the bathroom because my parents were in town.
That's nice.
Now, were my parents ever going to look at her bathtub? No, but that's what my wife worries about. So she had cleaned the bathtub. What she failed to do was rinse the soap from the bottom of the tub.
Okay.
And I didn't realize this.
Okay.
So I take one step into the tub. I don't even make full contact, and I'm already following. Like, it's
uh-oh.
Right down. Huge bang. My right foot slips forward into, like, you know, the drain plug thing.
Uh-huh.
It's still bent. But I cut open the side of my toe on my foot. And then I will typically shave in the shower. So my razor was in there, my safety razor. And my hand goes straight onto the safety razor as it slips down. And like a piece of salami just slices off the side of my thumb.
That's fucking disgusting.
It was awful.
Oh, I can't imagine. Like, you're just not the type of person, and this is said also with peace and love, you're not the type of person to fall with grace. You know what I mean? Like, you weren't designed by God to do that.
No, I definitely didn't. There's bruises on my knee, on one of my hips. My toe still has, like, a red spot, like a scab on it from where it was cut open. And then, of course, the thing on my hand. But the big bang, right in the bottom of the tub. And after a little bit of me, like, the water's running, mind you, and I'm just there in the shower with my hand. Well, good, it can wash away the
blood.
What?
I said, good, it could wash away the blood.
Well, yes, it was, in fact, doing that. Pouring from
your salamied hand.
Yes. My hand was covered in blood, and I'm trying to, like, get up, which is already kind of painful, and, like, figure out what the hell am I meant to do.
That's got to be jarring.
It was. It was insane.
You're getting ready for a nice little bath. You know? Yeah,
well, it was also really hard to get back up out of the bath because of the soap on the bottom.
Can I just ask, is this the worst thing that was ever left in the bottom of your bathtub? Like, does this outrank the Tide Pods?
No.
The Tide Pods were still worse?
They were certainly longer lasting.
Well,
the consequences of them.
You don't know that yet. You have not fully healed from this incident.
I suppose so. This could fester into an awful infection where they have to remove my thumb or something.
I see this being what ends you, Grayson.
Mm.
But
I hope not.
I'm sorry. It just.
But I slowly make my way up out of the bathtub. As I'm trying to get out, my wife knocks on the door and is like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "No, not really." And I had obviously locked the bathroom door, so I have to navigate my way up one-handed because I can't use the hand covered in blood.
Pussy.
Slipping around on the soap still. And then I finally get out, unlock the door, she walks in, and then I have to, like, clean off all the blood.
Yeah.
And bandage up my hand. And then, yeah. And it's still healing. It's just,
How long ago was this?
I think it was the day after Christmas, or like 2 days after Christmas. So it's day like after a Christmas. Week or two.
Okay.
Or closer to like a week.
Well, I'm glad to hear you didn't, like, break your hip or something, you know?
Yeah. Like, no, it could have been worse.
That's good, I guess.
When my brother heard what happened, he was like, "Are you, like, an old man? Are you senile? What is happening?"
It's comical.
Because he came home and he was like, "What's going on?" Grayson fell in the bathtub.
That is tough. You know, I hope there's nothing lingering from the incident, you know?
Well, like I said, the thing, the plug for the drain is still bent.
Well, I guess that'll linger for a while.
Yeah. When I went to go, like, pick up the razor and everything like that, I found the flap. It just took it clean off. It was awful.
I don't like that story.
But it is a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. And then the worst part is I couldn't get anything onto it while it was, like, first healing because it was bleeding constantly. So my only concern was, let me just get something on it.
Oh, fuck.
To, like, cover it. But then the issue is if I put a bandage on it or if I put gauze on it, then the blood would dry to the gauze. And then when I went to replace the bandage, it would just peel everything right up again.
Open, maybe.
Over and over. So that lasted for, like, 3 days.
Oh, fuck.
But eventually it kind of stopped bleeding and I've just been using Neosporin.
That's good.
That's covering good. It for the most part.
I think I would have gone to urgent care just to get something like heavy duty. You know what I mean? Like, healing this thing up with Vaseline and Neosporin just doesn't sound ideal.
Well, my thought process was, like, if it was a cut, then yeah, I'd go to urgent care, because then maybe I could get, like, stitches or something.
You and,
like,
that probably sliced helped. Off a chunk of your hand.
Yeah, but there's nothing left to stitch. So, like, what are they gonna do? Well, there was.
You said you found it in the bottom of your bathtub.
They weren't gonna stitch the flap back on.
How do you know this?
I guess I don't, but exactly. Yeah, no, I kind of figured, like, what would be the point of going to urgent care?
Is this
what
the kind of thing do? That's going to, like, you're going to see a scar for the rest of your life, do you think?
I guess it depends on how it heals.
Yeah, probably, like, piss poor is how it's going to heal. You're using Neosporin.
It seems to be healing pretty okay.
And you're suffocating it with ointment.
It's so much better than it was, to be okay. So honest
well,
with
you.
Well,
that's good. I'm glad about that. I'm sorry. I hope you don't catch whatever illness I had. I'm thinking the flu, because there were some people at the hospital that had the flu, like patients. Mm-hmm. And then my friend Kate had the flu, and I saw her on the tail end of her flu, like at about this stage, a little bit before this stage, about like before they felt fully healthy, but when they like weren't supposed to be contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was sick 2 days later.
My dad was also sick when he was in town.
Did he have the flu?
Who knows? Mm-hmm. He was probably, I mean, he was coughing a ton.
Mm, okay. That's like, yeah, I haven't had a cough and I haven't had a fever. So I'm thinking maybe like weather changed. It could just be bad allergies, a cold, whatever. Because it didn't like kill me, the sickness. Like I still went to work 2 of the days I was sick and like I made it, you know? Like if I were like sick, I feel like I would have had to leave halfway through the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not been pleasant. We're back, okay? We're almost at 100%, aside from the occasional nose blow, which I hope you can forgive.
I'll consider it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm so devastated about the candle thing.
The what thing?
The candle thing.
Why?
Because I think it's such a great candle.
It is. It smells really good. I like it a lot. I think I can use it in my bedroom. I still have to have my door closed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. That's probably what I will do. Let's see. What else do we have on our list, Grayson?
Good question.
Not too much. I've been thinking about getting a queen-size bed.
Do it.
I've been using a full since I moved to Austin because, I don't have the biggest space in the world, and I feel like I'm going to lose a lot of room in my bedroom if I do upsize to a queen.
Mm.
But I realized the difference isn't massive. Like, it's substantial, but not like it eats up the entire room. And also, I don't spend that much time in my room anyways. The majority of the time is spent sleeping. So it's probably at this point worth it to just get a queen-size bed, you know?
I think a queen-size bed is most definitely worth it. My only concern is mattresses are expensive.
Yeah. I'll try to find one on, like, the side of the road.
Facebook Marketplace, you'll get it from the 80s.
Yeah, I got my last one when I first moved to Austin from Sam's Club, and it wasn't that bad. It was actually really affordable and like super soft.
What do you remember what the price was?
I feel like it was no more than like $220.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, and I've used it since. It's been great. Like, because my worry when I picked it out was like, maybe I should invest in a better one because if it sucks, I have to sleep on this thing every night, but I've loved it. It's felt like a fucking cushion. What is a cushion? It's felt like a cloud every night.
Mm.
You know, I like my bed as bouncy and soft as possible. I don't want any firmness, okay? I want to sink into it. And I guess those kind of beds aren't the most expensive. So that works out. So I'll look into it. The bed frame's more what I'm concerned about. Because I feel like that is what I spent more on when I got my bed, was the bed frame.
That makes sense. Issa and I have looked for a bed frame for a while for our bed, because I just have it on the like metal bracket type bed frame, where it holds it up, but doesn't really do anything else. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
You don't really even see it.
I don't want that situation. I want a bed frame.
I think that's fair. I don't really want that situation either, but when it comes down to picking a bed frame, and then picking one that's a reasonable price...
Yeah.
Sucks. Makes terrible. Sense.
I think I got mine from Wayfair.
Good to know.
Yeah. So maybe check them out. See what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gray the Gray. We're about in a little over an hour in. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss before we ride off into the rest of 2026? I assume the episodes will be coming back, certainly not on a weekly basis. I guess we haven't talked about that. We're, I think, shooting for monthly.
Yeah, monthly, and then we record in person, which I think makes for better episodes.
Oh, yeah, we're in person, guys. We didn't really make a point of mentioning that.
Yes, we did. We talked about how no one's on a bed.
We talked about that, but we didn't talk about it in the context of, like, yo, it's been forever since we recorded in person.
I guess so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where are they going? It's not that important.
They're going to Walgreens.
Oh, I take it back. It was that important.
I guess the only thing else on my list is, one, we were silenced by the executives.
Yeah, fuck them.
Two, opening joint bank accounts sucks with some banks.
Oh, sorry about that.
Like, I think I'm leaving Frost over it.
Oh.
And I actually like Frost, so that kind of sucks.
Are you joining bank accounts with Steven?
Yep.
That's cool.
And that was really it for me. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
Let me see. Something just popped in my head about Walgreens? That guy who was driving really loud? Something popped into my head. It felt really important. Like, we couldn't possibly end the episode without... Oh! Jordan. Jordan's certainly listening to this. She's probably one of two people.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. I went out to get food with her like a month ago, and it was so pleasant.
I got the leftovers from that.
Oh, her like vegan something. I forget what she got.
I hate to tell you, they were not eaten.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad. I ate all my food when I was there. We went to Boulding Creek Cafe. It's a vegetarian and vegan restaurant in South Austin.
I was really annoyed with Jordan when she came to Austin.
Why is that?
Do you know where she stayed?
A hotel.
A Motel 6.
Not a motel. She didn't tell me it was a motel. I was a little concerned, and we did talk about, like, why aren't you staying with Wilson and Grayson or, like, anyone else? And, of course, I should have seen this coming. It was because she didn't want to bother anyone or be a burden. But I really hope I communicated to her that I think her presence and, like, being hosted would be a pleasure
for, yes,
for the potential hosts. But she didn't want to encroach. I would say I respect it, but I don't think I do. If anything, I'm just a little sad about it all.
I am, too.
Like, I'd be down to host Jordan if she needed it. It's certainly over a Motel 6. If she was like, she's treating herself and she's like hanging out in an Airbnb or like a nice hotel, go for it. I get that. Like, when DJ and Zoe come to Austin now, like, about half the time they'll stay with me and the other half they'll like get a nice little hotel, you know, and just have like a night. That's not what she did, it seems.
No.
Oh. Well, she didn't come up in December, unfortunately. Like, she promised us she would.
Heartbreaking.
It is a little heartbreaking,
but I think I made clear to her I would not allow her to spend time with myself, Issa, or Wilson again in Austin unless she like stayed with one of us.
Okay, that makes sense. Maybe we could talk to Steven about opening his home to you. The futon is broken, but it, listen, if that'll make you more comfortable, we can always inquire with him. Any other homes that we could open up? Lisa family? Your uncle maybe? You know?
Yeah.
We got options.
We'll find a spot to store you.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just like sleep in like the lobby of my apartment complex. There are like cushioned benches out there. So, Jordan, there are options that are cheaper and nicer than a Motel 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she loves a Motel 6.
I mean, maybe, but like who does?
I would not put it past her. You know?
There are things that have surprised me less about Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Grayson, I think it's time for us to ride off into the sunset. We'll be back in some unspecified amount of time, but probably about a month from now.
Yeah, right around there.
Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
The podcast you never heard of before on SoundCloud.